Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Wednesday, May 26, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. And actually, we're going to try to bring in a little bit of laughter in their lives today, too.
I know. We're going to have a little bit of a different program today.
Yes,
the
we
first
are.
Segment. We're having technical difficulties, if folks haven't noticed. And our producer, Todd, he's working really hard in order to get everything straightened by the second break. We'll see if we won't have, we're not sure if we're going to have Wendy Wilson here for the first segment. But we'll carry on. And then the second segment, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm just going to look at the news real quick, see if there's any earth-shattering news that we need to talk about. And then we're going to just have some fun today, some strange and unusual topics for the day. Then I'm going to have to leave early today, and you've got Butch all to yourselves in the last segment of the program today.
Well, gee, I plan to leave early, too.
Well, Todd, the producer, can take over that.
There you go. Absolutely. He can do it. Okay. I'll be here.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and see what the markets did today. We have gold down 280 at 1,897. Had a strong day earlier until they came in and got a little strength going in that U.S. dollar. We had a high of 1913, but we're just shy of 1900 at 1897. Silver, same thing, 2832 of the high, currently in the New York spot price aftermarket, 2777. Platinum was down a buck at 1197. Palladium was down 25, 2797. They did get the dollar up over 90.03, barely, but they did it, up 0.35. Crude oil was up 10.10 at 66.17. And the paper market today, all positive, light trading, I'm sure, heading into the weekend. People are already, preparing for the holiday weekend, and I'll have to give my hours here, too. The Dow was up 10 points, 34,322. The S&P was up 7 at 4,195. NASDAQ was up 80 at 13,738. The 10-year yield, 1.57%. Europe was, most of it was all down except for the CAC-ROM. That was up just a buck, or 1 point, I should say. So that would have been a negative territory. Asia was all up. For the most part. And let's see. Again, it's Yellen's today, just real quick. I don't know if we have Wendy on the phone yet. Oh, no worries. So while we're still trying to get Wendy, Yellen skips the House's small business hearing today, just defying legal requirements and sort of angering both parties, but I mean, there isn't anything normal with this administration at all. So I don't know. At least with Trump, you knew they were there and they were doing something. And now you don't know what they're doing, if anything, except causing more problems. But anyway, Fed officials are trying to soothe all the inflation worries. And China to strengthen commodity price controls in a five-year plan. So that might be kind of interesting for gold and silver. So, but other than that, I think it's, Butch, I think it's a fairly, I shouldn't say that it's quiet, but just a bunch of odd news and so much of the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this quiet sometimes can be a lull before a storm. I mean, as you said, and I wasn't a Trump fan, as you know, but he did.
Oh, neither was I.
He did leave some semblance of leadership in the White House, but Biden, he's not leading. He's not in charge. Okay, great. You know Biden's not in charge. See, what's going to come next? Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi, Wendy. Hello. All right. Glad we got you connected. So let's go ahead.
By the time you showed up.
I think she's there.
You there, Wendy?
I'm here, but you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Well, Melody. We probably are.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. No,
All right, we have Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. What are you going to talk about today, Wendy?
We are going to be talking about the viral shedding issue people have been asking me about, and also about the life is in the blood, and we've already talked about the COVID being a vascular disease, so this is going to tie in.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Mm.
And a little scary.
I hope so. And a little scary. Well, yeah, I mean, normally when you get a flu shot, any kind of virus vaccine, you shed that virus off for 14 days. That's how they start the flu season in October when they start rolling out flu shots. So with the COVID, though, it's a little different animal. And some new research is saying, you know, you can shed it off, depending on how severe your case of COVID can be, 83 days you could be shedding.
Wow. 83 days?
Yeah, so like almost 3 months.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you know,
with
that,
all
that,
these
that
people.
That should be something that we got to be. That's going to cause more segregation because they're roping non-vaxxers off in restaurants and even some churches. And now it's going to be the other way around, too. Some doctors will not let patients come in the office who have had the vaccination. This is a mess.
Well, yeah. I would say it is. So are we jumping right into the whole topic?
Yes, go right ahead, Wendy.
Oh,
yeah, you go
okay.
Right ahead.
I was waiting
right
for
ahead.
You.
We're waiting
oh, okay.
for you.
Okay, well, yes, I've been getting calls about the viral shedding thing on this particular vaccine. And like I said, most shedding's 14 days. But you're talking about a genetically modified pathogen. And if you'll recall the measles outbreak that we had like 2 or 2.5 years ago in the Midwest region of the north area of this continent, people that were getting vaccinated with measles were getting sick with measles. And so Canadian and American virologists looked at the vaccine, this particular serum, and they said, this is not a natural measles. This is a man-made version. It's more virulent. The reaction is worse, and they're shedding off the virus for more than 2 or 3 weeks. So when you get a genetically modified thing going on, it kind of breaks all those natural norms. And so health experts are arguing whether, you know, it can't be happening because it's a dead virus and blah, blah, blah. Well, scholars in science have been investigating this matter of viral shedding. And recently the Lancet Journal had a debate over this SARS-CoV and MERS-CoV virus situation. And they wanted to look at the load dynamics. So they were picking apart more than 11 studies that they found had cross-sectional study data and randomized controlled trials. So the report, they felt in their report that the data was comprehensive enough to evaluate RNA shedding of viruses. And what they found was patients who get injected with such a viral vaccine will engage in what is called, quote, prolonged shedding beyond the normal 14 days. In fact, they listed 83 days, like I mentioned, due to prolonged infection of the upper respiratory tract. However, they also stated that they could not culture a live virus after 9 days despite the high viral load. So this is really throwing them off. You know, live, dead virus, you're not shedding, you are shedding. You are shedding, but, you know, they can't pick the live virus up. It's weird. Here is a quote from the Lancet Journal, January 1st, 2021. They said, duration of infectiousness and isolation timelines could reflect viral load dynamics and could be counted from symptom onset for 10 days in a non-severe case. Viral RNA loads affect these dynamics. SARS-CoV viral load peaked at 10 to 14 days, but stool samples show infectious agents up to and beyond 21 days. The MERS-CoV peaked at 7 to 10 days, and science is unclear how contagious patients are when fecal matter contains the virus. They also said prolonged viral shedding has been cited in study reports, but no meta-analysis on the shedding was ever done. So they're kind of like playing catch-up on this, and they're still not sure what to tell patients. So the study that did get published in the Journal of Nature 2021 found that COVID patients were shedding the virus up to 20 days after they developed symptoms. They also suggested that the more severe the case, the more shedding of the virus for longer periods. So you have to wonder if all these people getting vaccinated are going to start a pandemic all over, you know, the place. Well, it's a possibility.
Well, you know, the pause there that you just heard was us thinking, I think you're right. And this is coming from virologists, a world-renowned virologist who said this could be starting another pandemic that would be worse than this. And, of course, give them more excuse to make more vaccines and make billions of dollars make them again.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, more and more states are lifting the mandates because I truly believe the drug companies have said, okay, we're stopping the pandemic. They're lifting that warning, get the vaccine, because when they lift the pandemic, their contracts that they have with the governments for, you know, taking money to make the vaccine, they can now charge more for the vaccine once the pandemic's lifted. So you're going to see a $39 a dose vaccine go to $200.
Yeah, but you would think that if they took off the pandemic, then they would also have to remove the vaccine as being experimental, but then they would have to do more clinical trials, wouldn't they? In order to get the proper verification from the FDA.
Well, you would think so.
You
would think so because, you know, basically these vaccines are only in an emergency approval status.
Right.
That means for limited use, but they're rolling this stuff out just like a regular flu vaccine. Limited use means, you know, healthcare workers, first responders, nursing homes. It doesn't mean college, universities, school systems, your employer. That's not what it means.
They're doing it anyway.
So that's what I'm saying. They're breaking rules. So, you know, if they lift the pandemic and the drug companies want to make more money on the shots and it creates another pandemic, oh, well, you know. So I just think people need to be smart about it because people are saying, oh, you know, I'll get infected with COVID and it'll never leave my body. Well, if you get the injected kind, possibly. But if you encounter it naturally, your immune system is designed to handle this, especially if you have minerals the immune system can use to defend you. And I keep repeating this study that was done by the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health back in 2015, supposedly on a novel virus called COVID. Okay, now remember, they said it was a novel virus in 2020. No, it's been patented. It's been studied for years. So here's this study, 2015, but it didn't get published until late 2019, and I wonder why. And what they said was your immune system will use zinc to create a protein barrier on the outside of your cells that COVID can't penetrate the cell and then replicate in. So it can't infect you if you have zinc. And this is why when people got really sick with COVID, they had low zinc levels and they lost their sense of taste and smell. That's an indication you have low zinc. That's why they added zinc sulfate to the hydroxychloroquine. So if you have an immune system that's operational, normal operation, and it's healthy and normal, I'm not worried about COVID at all. And a lot of virologists, as you've said, Pastor Butch, they all can't be wrong. And one of them, Dr. Johan Gazik out of the Netherlands, said that it's just the influenza strain. Everybody's had this. And it's just going to be a problem for a minority of people that are really chronically ill and low in minerals. It's not going to take out the entire world population, but I think the vaccine may do that. As I pointed out, they just found out of the Salk Institute, it's not really a pulmonary virus. It's a vascular disease is what it is.
Well, I'm sure you saw the video of the French, I think, virologist. He won a Nobel Peace Prize in the past, and he just come out with the fact. He said this very clearly, that anyone who gets a vaccine is going to die. And that's what that's more than what he said. I can't remember his last name. But
yeah.
I looked the man up online. He's for real. He's a real man.
Yeah.
He won the awards. So
right.
That's pretty
right.
pretty scary.
Well, like I said, you know, it's a vascular disease, so your vascular system runs throughout your entire body. So if that gets corrupted with a vaccine, then yeah, you're going to have issues, real serious ones. And this is why people are coming down with various problems like blood clots, heart attacks, neurological issues, losing their vision. Because it's going to get you at your weakest area in your vascular system, and that runs throughout your system. So, and you know, this is kind of an excuse drug companies can hide behind. It can't be the vaccine. Everybody would have the same problem. Not if it is corrupting a vascular system and it's going to attack you in your weakest area. And that has been actually the mantra that I heard from a lot of virologists, that vaccines will corrupt your genetic weakest link. So I totally believe you're right, and the other experts are right, that, you know, it's just a matter of time before people succumb to this injection. And I don't know if you're familiar with an interview back in 1981 on the Michael Solomon show. He was interviewing Jacques Attell. He was a Freemason Bilderberger, and he actually gives you the blueprint for COVID. He tells you that it's going to be a planned pandemic, and they're going to have the solution, and the solution is taking you to the slaughterhouse. It's you're volunteering for it, and that's what they want you to do. They want you to volunteer for your demise so they can control population count.
What was his name again?
Jacques, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Attell, A-T-T-A-L-L, supposedly a Freemason Bilderberger. And he was just he was just boasting of their plans to have this essential. He also boasted that euthanasia is going to have and be an essential tool for the future societies to reduce the population. And so, and as you've been seeing in a lot of European countries, and also they're working on the United States, they're starting to change the laws regarding euthanasia. You know, they want to reduce the population to 500 million. So if they're doing it through pandemics, it may take 5, 6, maybe 7 pandemics to get them there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So keep the blood healthy, because your blood is carrying oxygen, heat throughout your body, hormones, vitamins, electrolytes, immune system cells, all your nourishment. So to destroy that means you're going to have a problem. And if that's what the vaccine is designed to do, destroy the vascular system where the blood is carried, well, you're going to have a problem. So you want to make healthy blood. You want to keep it clean and healthy. Actually, Millie, there's herbs that are out there that will scrub your blood of even cancer cells. So,
wow.
Yeah, so give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. Get a free catalog, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Till next time.
Thank you, Wendy. Have a great,
bye,
safe
Wendy.
Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And as we mentioned last week, we had a program where there was just good news, just good stories, all types of good stories. And then we started just talking about funny things, and we thought, well, maybe we can have a funny program, funny headlines. I think we need a break, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. And, Butch, I think you looked long and hard for some of these.
I did.
You did, huh?
And I bet you, if you took a poll, a lot of listeners say that you already have a funny program.
I don't think so. Butch, we're supposed to have an educational program. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. No, you're right. A little bit of laughter is really good. I have got several funny headlines here and a couple of funny stories. And then some good news stories to bring in next break, because I know you're going to be going next break. After next break, you'll take a few minutes off, so I'll try to wrap it up. But we actually do in these times. All the bad news we're hearing, Melody, and we're hearing it everywhere. I mean, we have, as she has mentioned, this gentleman, Jacques Attai, mentioned about euthanasia, and that's really happening. It's really going on. And that gentleman, the other Frenchman, Luke, I can't remember his last name, I'm sorry, if I did, I couldn't pronounce it, who's won the Nobel Peace Prize, who said that this virus will kill everybody who takes it. And he said that. I didn't say it. He said it. And he was criticized over the last several years by things exposed about the medical field that his cohorts didn't like. But nonetheless, all that news and all that smoke means there's a fire somewhere. So sometimes it's good to get your mind off the doom and gloom and get on things that are amusing, things that are uplifting, and we all need that. We all need that. That's our nature of being people. We need a little bit of laughter in our lives once in a while. And God help those who can't laugh and who won't laugh, because they're missing so much in life, are they not?
Certainly are.
You know? I mean, I look in the mirror every morning, and I either laugh or cry, depending on kind of mood I'm in. But we'll go through some headlines here that I think, and some of them have the name of the newspaper, some of them don't, but I thought this is a really good one. This is out of the Daily Sun. Man kills himself and runs away. Now, that is a neat trick.
I was going to say, how is this a funny story?
What? The headline's funny. That's
when somebody commits suicide, that's not funny.
But the headline's funny. I mean, man kills himself, runs away. That is pretty good. If he can do that, that's more man than I am, okay? And this out of Sacramento, California. State population to double by 2040. Babies to blame. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
you did look long and hard.
I mean, who
are dang those babies.
I mean, who do you think when somebody wrote this, he would catch his own mistake? Woman missing since she got lost.
Oh,
Oh, people. I mean, I know that when this finally comes to the headlines, somebody sees that the guy wrote it probably because it's about 2 inches high. Most earthquake damage is caused by shaking. Now, there's a news story. Who would have thought that?
Who would have thought that?
That's scientific. We learned something.
That's kind of like most flooding is caused by rain or water.
That's very true. Students cook and serve grandparents. So, I mean, you know, you never know. Things getting kind of weird out there.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a little tough, though.
You have to cook them longer. I know that. And if you ever raise chickens, you know, with the old hens, you boil them down and cook them, make that chicken broth out of them, or use them for dumplings. You know, either way, they're good that way. It's got to boil them longer, that's all.
Okay.
But folks, I know this is pitiful, but these are actual headlines. Prisoner serving 2,000-year sentence could face more time. Now, that is going to be a long term.
Yes. So much waste.
I mean, good golly. Okay, you're going to like this.
I wonder how prisoners are paid for. Are they paid for by the number of years that they're supposed to? Anyway, don't know.
Paid for, you mean?
For the number of years that they get.
You mean, how do we pay to keep them, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, do prisons get paid by, you know, some sort of a long-term, you know, this guy gets 20 years, this guy's get 30 years, this guy's get 2,000 years, and maybe average amount for them to get paid on an annual basis? I don't know.
I don't know how that works either. I never even thought about that before. I don't know how that works.
Here's see how a strange headline can make you think of things?
Oh, absolutely. You go wander off and get lost. I mean, you might be up missing since you've been lost. But anyway, this is the Evening Standard. Man found dead in graveyard. I don't know what to say. I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm done.
It makes sense to me. You know, yeah. I mean, that's why they put a fence around the graveyards, because people are dying to get in there, you know. So
I think you can find women there, too.
I would say so. Now, this next one, I'm about to spell the word for you, because you have to see the headline and understand it. Mississippi's literacy program shows improvement. MISSIPPIS. Mississippi's literacy program shows improvement. This is Associated Press. So they can't spell their own state's name. So Mississippi's, that's close. I mean, that's close. I've seen worse.
Well, you know, it just takes so much time to say Mississippi. It's just easier to abbreviate it.
Do you remember how you were taught that when you were in school, what the little wording was with it? Something about M-I-S-S, humpback, humpback, that's just the way you learn to spell it. Yeah, I don't know if you learned that way or not. That's how they taught us in school how to remember spell Mississippi.
With today's
spelling, they just abbreviate it, MS, and they're done. You know, I don't believe people today even know how to spell any longer.
They really don't. I mean, because you get spell check that you know, it corrects your spelling, and it's, you know, so yeah, the young people don't. There's a lot of words that they don't know. I remember we were playing trivia one time, and all the kids were graduated all from college and top-notch colleges, you know, and a word came up that had to be spelled for it. And that was just a trivia question, and I was surprised that they couldn't spell it. And these are brilliant kids. And
When you do all your communication on a cell phone, texting.
And computers and texting, and yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, they have LOLs and, I don't know, LMBO and all these things, abbreviations. Sometimes I got to ask a person to text me, what are you talking about? I have no idea. You know? And when it's just being your, while you are, they say you are or you for you. Yeah, they don't know how to spell, and I don't think most schools are in teaching cursive writing any longer, Melody.
No.
I mean, the writing letters, as far as I can tell, personal letters are pretty much a lost art.
It is.
You know,
you get
mail, you know, but the writing personal letters is almost a lost art. So here's another one I thought you'd like. Bugs flying around with wings are flying insects. So I bet that one Todd that. Todd probably didn't know that. So I thought,
no. See, we are an educational program.
And this is by Wayne Hansen, Redwood County Extension Educator. So, yeah, I'm not making this up. That's a guy. He's
educated. Do that one again. Do that one again.
Bugs flying around with wings are flying insects.
Right.
By Wayne Hansen, Redwood County Extension Educator.
Oh.
There you go. Now, you have to know he's telling the truth. And
yeah,
you will never know this. Bridges help people cross rivers. Now, you wouldn't figure that out on your own, would you? Not at all.
Now, are these all recent?
I don't want that. Some of them are recent. Some are like 2019. This, mm-hmm. Some go back further than that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are last like 2017 up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I just thought no matter what year they were hilarious. And a lady by the name of Deb Rockman from the Associated Press said, World Bank says poor need more money. The World Bank figured that out.
Wow.
I'm glad they did. I was wondering about that, the poor people need more money.
Yeah.
You know, now I know that the World Bank, I mean, they would never get it wrong. You know that.
No, I'm glad they're in charge.
That's right. Me too. And this is out of the Observer newspaper. A nuclear explosion would be a disaster. I don't, go figure. I mean, yeah, I just figure it'd be like a firecracker. I don't know, disaster. That's a big word. I mean, are you sure?
How many more of these do you have?
I got a few more. Not many, but a few more. Are you enjoying them or no?
Yes, I am.
Are you enjoying them?
Yes.
Homicide victims rarely talk to police. I'm not making these things up, people. These are for real. These are for real.
Oh, mercy.
Wouldn't you think that somebody in that newspaper would have caught that when he put it in the paper?
Oh, wouldn't my.
Wouldn't you think that? I would have thought that. Now, this is a Mason County, I can't remember if it says news or what, Outdoor Post. Now, this is important. This is something for everybody to remember. It's scientific. Breathing oxygen linked to staying alive.
Really?
Now,
that's the link?
Yes. That's a link.
That's what we got to do?
Breathing oxygen is linked to staying alive. Yep. That's what it is, you know. And I would tell a blonde joke now, but we've got blondes over, so I won't tell a blonde joke now. But I could, but I won't. How can you not look at these? I mean, can you imagine seeing these headlines in the paper, what the people first time saw them, when they bought the paper, thought?
Many people just overlooked them and didn't think anything about it.
Oh, I can't imagine reading that and not catching it. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
Do you mean we're teens till we're 25?
Oh, if that were only true. But so,
yeah,
I mean, but you can't argue that point. I'm sure they're telling the truth. I'm sure it drops off at age 25. You know it's got to be true.
It's got
to
be.
Makes sense to me. Here's one. Marijuana issue sent to a joint committee. Toronto Star.
Repeat.
Marijuana issue sent to a joint committee.
Oh.
You got that, right?
Yeah,
you still
I did.
With me?
Yeah,
I
did.
I thought it was kind of good. I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Diana, this is a paper out of England. Diana, Princess Diana, was still alive hours before she died. Now, that's deep.
That's very deep.
That's deep. You got to figure that one out. That's
let
deep.
Me let me ponder that.
Yeah, let you ponder that for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, And this next one, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. This is Menasha, Wisconsin, Associated Press. Laid off workers recalled to fill diapers. Are you with me?
I don't want to be.
Talk about a job now, man.
Wow.
Laid off workers recalled to fill diapers. I thought maybe if you need a job, there you go, folks.
So you fill the diapers.
Yeah, if you fill the diapers, what it says. Educators were relieved last spring when the legislature threw out the requirements that students pass the grad math test, saying it was too hard. Now students can graduate if they pass the test once or failed it three times. That ain't even funny.
That's pathetic. That really is pathetic.
That's the state of the school system today.
Wow.
An Edgewood man reported recently that his wife had gone missing some 18 months ago. So I thought you might want to know that.
Wow.
Okay. You reckon he missed her at all?
You think?
And this your health section of a paper, body odor can be controlled by bathing. Now, there's a good one.
That's another one to ponder.
It is. I met some people, though, when you walk by, you think maybe you might show them a headline. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Body odor can be controlled by bathing. That is something that's really deep. That's really in there. And I just happen to let this sink in. New Orleans man drowns at party for lifeguards.
What?
Come on, Melody, stay with me now. I know you should get out of there. I know you're going to be out there about a minute, but hang in there with me now. New Orleans man drowns at party for lifeguards. So there you go. Another headline says, right across top, Thursday is canceled. Don't know what that even means, but says Thursday's been canceled. So don't count on Thursday being here.
Oh, okay. Everybody gets a day off?
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Well, how about that? Pretty
so
interesting.
Anyway, that's my headline for the day. I want to share this with you. I thought you might enjoy it. We got a good break here in a second. I know you're taking off, and I'll do my best to fill in for you where you go, Melody, but I got some good news stories to share, and I got one more funny one to share with people after the break, too. But I appreciate you taking time to do this once in a while, because all of us need a little bit of laughter.
We do, and it's going to be once in a long while. No, you did a great job finding those headlines and bringing some laughter. So, it was great. So we're heading into the break now. Please stay tuned for the rest of Pastor Butch Paul's comedic debut. All righty. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, I am back. Melody's cooed up for the rest of the afternoon. Bless her heart. She's such a good lady to work with and to spend time with. She really is. She's got a wonderful sense of humor and a heart that cares for people like you find in very few business people. And that's the truth. That's why on my broadcast, I recommend her business on the precious metal. That's who I recommend all the time to everybody. Because there are times I do comparisons with other precious metal companies. And I haven't seen anybody yet up to par as Melody Cederstrom has, anywhere near her. And not just on prices, but on service and really honesty and dealing with people. A lot of precious metal dealers, not all of them, but a lot of them, will do what they can to make a sale no matter what it costs and how right or wrong it is. And you know that to be true, too. That's not throwing stones at anybody. It's just the way it is. So you give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. You will not be sorry you did. And folks, gold and silver, it keeps inching up and inching up. It's not going to come back down where the levels it was 6 months ago. It isn't. But if everything fell apart, if the world's economy fell apart, and gold and silver, the dollar went to nothing, and gold would bring you $20 an ounce. $20 when the dollar is going to be worth, it's going to be a fortune to have in your hand. Something of value is going to be a fortune to have in your hand. Now, I'm going to share a couple more funny stories and some good news stories. I tried to do what Melody said because she likes a little variety, and I do too. And I hope you enjoyed the headlines. I thought some of them very, very hilarious, and I just can't imagine somebody writing those, not catching it, but it is what it is. A man fell into an art installation called Descent into Limbo. Art can sometimes play tricks on the mind thanks to optical illusions, although really does this kind of art put anyone in real danger. But one art installation did, as a man visiting the Funicello de Celebes Museum of Contemporary Art in Porto, Portugal on August 13th, accidentally fell into the work of a famed artist, Anish Kapoor, titled Descent in the Limbo, which features a hole in the ground made to look like a mere spot on the floor. Now, he thought it was just a painting. The visitor, reportedly an Italian man in his 60s, allegedly wanted to see if this void was indeed just that, and subsequently fell about 8 feet to the bottom of the installation. To the illustration's credit, there were multiple caution signs set up around the piece, as well as a guard tasked with keeping visitors away from the hole. Although the man did have to be hospitalized after the fall, a spokesman for the museum told Arnet News that the visitor has already left the hospital and he's recovering well. So, you've seen, I guess, probably artwork, maybe you've seen it in person, or you've seen it online, where it looks like there's a hole in the road and it looks real. Well, this guy didn't know there's a real hole there. And can I make a comment too on this? Is it really art when you dig a hole in the ground? Is that art? I'm just curious. I mean, I don't have taste. I guess I'm not a real art critic by any means. But it's just like the psychedelic paintings in the past. How do you? Maybe, I guess some people do like them, obviously. But to me, art is something that means something. Why dig a hole in the ground and say this is art? It's amazing. Now, here's kind of a funny story, I guess, if you, well, if you just like to think about things being silly. Hamsters. Y'all know what a hamster is. I reckon are pretty dumb in the grand scheme of things. Thick-headed little idiots, irate, stupid furry punks driven by motor impulses, tiny, puny brains entirely devoid of logic or reasoning, little half-wits, the lot of them. So yeah, it's no surprise that one of these loser animals got involved in a viral story directly relating to its stupidity. To cut a long story short, a girl took her bumblebee white rodent to the vet because it hadn't moved for 3 days. It had just sat against the same railing of its cage, not eating or drinking anything. Turns out, he just swallowed a fridge magnet and it stuck him to the metal. What an unthinking witness case of trash and hamster. Could have died a thin-cheeked death against the cage all because it sucked the magnet. Hamsters are the insane clown posse of the half-baked pets. I said I don't like them. But anyway, the little rodent that eaten and mashed it and got stuck to the side of the cage. So I know, folks, that sounds sick. It really is sad. But at least you caught it in time. But, I mean, the little thing couldn't move. There's something to think about. Now, here's one I think that people out there who make a living will say doing things after dark maybe won't think about. If you're going to burgle some houses on a night out, then my suggestion is that you try and come up with some sort of method for not getting caught. Like, you don't want anyone to know what you're doing. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult to burgle. And also, you might get sent to jail. So I don't know. Just one tip. Don't wear a GPS bracelet that shows a little police where you are while you're doing burglaries. Now, folks, this actually is a real story. But, hey, some people do things that sit nicely out of the comprehension of you or I, like Stuart Campbell, who had a GPS ankle bracelet fitted following his release from prison. Then what he did with the device beaming at the bracelet's location at all times was to go for a quick burglary. Or five of them. Five burglaries, all nicely pinpointed with location and time and data. Then back to the jail, as it happened, because nobody has ever been more guilty of something in the history of the world. The man is burgling homes wearing a GPS bracelet. Now, you know he's not playing the full deck. That's obvious. There's something, he's going to play solitaire forever and not win. That is unbelievably, what word do you use? Ignorant? Stupid? I don't know. But then again, a lot of thieves aren't really intelligent in the first place, so they wouldn't be out there stealing for a living. Now, some good news. Store owners returned $1 million lottery ticket to customer who threw it away. Leah Rose Figa of Springfield, Massachusetts, threw away a Diamond Million scratch-off lottery ticket at the Lucky Shop store in Southwick. But the owners of the store held on to the ticket and returned it to her when they discovered it was a $1 million winner. The owners of Massachusetts store returned $1 million winning lottery ticket to a customer who had thought it was a losing ticket and asked for it to be thrown away. Lady Rose Figa is a Springfield claimed $1 million prize for the Massachusetts State Lottery, but she nearly missed out on the jackpot after confusing her Diamond Million scratch-off ticket for a losing one. Abba Shah, whose family owns the Lucky Shop store in Southwick, said Figa scratched the ticket off while still inside the store and handed it back to Shah's mother, asking her to throw it away. A ticket was placed on a stack behind the counter, where it remained for 10 days before Shah decided to scan the pile of supposed losing tickets. Shah said he discovered the ticket hadn't been completely scratched off, and he completed it to discover the $1 million prize. Shah spoke with his family and agreed the ticket should be returned to Figa, who is a regular customer and well-known to the family. As soon as she came in, I handed her the $1 million ticket, and she freaked out and cried like a baby, Shah's father, Manush, told WWLP-TV. She sat down on the floor right there. That's a beautiful story, and that does speak very highly and very well of the people that own that store in Massachusetts. That is absolutely. I hope that lady was very generous with her her reward for returning that to him. I really do. That's a very touching story that someone that needed, probably need the money more than they did, actually got it. This next story I thought was really interesting because I agree this should have been invented a long time ago. I have to admit one of my weaknesses. When I go to a birthday party, and I watch them blow the candles out, just all over the cake and blow the candles out, I don't want a piece of cake. Shouldn't have it anyway. But I don't want a piece of cake. It's something that grosses me out by thinking about somebody blowing spittle all over a cake and then serve it to anybody. I don't care whether they're sick or not. That bothers me. Well, a Virginia dad invents a spittle-free way to blow out birthday candles. Good for him. A Virginia man said that his free time A Virginia man said his free time during COVID-19 pandemic allowed him time to work on an invention that coincidentally involves stopping germs, a device that allows birthday candles to be blown out without spittle flying. Mark Alpert, 44, a University of Virginia graduate and a current resident of Richmond, said he came up with the idea for the Blowsy birthday cake candle extinguisher at a child's birthday party before the pandemic. We were at a kid's birthday party with some friends, and the sun was coming through the window at just the right angle so that you could see all the droplets fly through the air and all over the cake when the kid blew the candles out. Alpert said he was chatting with other parents, and they wondered whether there was a consumer product designed to stop birthday cake candle blowers from getting their saliva on the cake. I thought there had to be something, some device already in the market, but really there wasn't, he said. Then once the pandemic hit, we had a lot of time to think about it and a reason to work on the idea. Alpert designed the Blowsy, which allows children to still use their own lungs to blow, but the air travels over the cake, doesn't come from their lungs. There's a little electric sensor in there, so when you blow into it, you're activating the sensor, and the switch is on the fan, and that creates enough clean airflow to blow out the candle. Meanwhile, the air you blow circles around and comes back to you, Alpert said. I like that idea. I know, sounds silly. Maybe it doesn't bother y'all, but I do like to eat a piece of cake, somebody just blew spittle all over it. It's just always bothered me. I know I'm just kind of silly in that way, but that's just me. Man turns unexpected inheritance into random acts of kindness campaign. A Northern Virginia man and his 3-month-old grandson have just wrapped up a month-long random acts of kindness tour. George came into an unexpected inheritance that he said he really didn't need, so he decided to share with people who are struggling and people who can help those who are struggling. I had this idea. I figured that some of us in the world are doing better than others, and that those of us who were needed to share some of that good fortune with the ones who aren't doing so well. For 1 month, George and his sidekick, Miles, handed out $100 a day with a note that read, "Please accept this random act of kindness. If you don't need it, feel free to share it with others." You know, we hear so much bad news all the time, and boy, it's real, and it's getting worse. Listen, folks, I've been a preacher for 40 years. I've studied the scriptures, I've studied history, I've studied current events, and yes, this world is getting nasty. It truly is. It's gone beyond the word nasty lately. It really has. But these little stories give you a little bit of a boost to show that some people actually care. Woman pays for stranger's birthday cake at grocery store in honor of late son's birthday. An Indiana woman went to pick up her son's birthday cake at her local Kroger, only to learn that cake had been paid for by a stranger. When Carolyn Mick arrived at the Plainfield Kroger, she was told the cake had already been paid for by an anonymous woman who left a note. The note read, "Today is my son's 35th birthday. It is his fifth year in heaven. I want to honor and remember him by paying it forward. May you make tons of precious memories to remember it for a lifetime. God bless you and yours, Tyler's mom." Carolyn posted a note in the Facebook group, telling Plainfield and Chatter, thanking Tyler's mom. "Dear Tony, you know who you are, and I want to express how moved I am. This means so much that my husband and I cry together. With the turmoil of things going on, it reminds us of what really matters, life," she wrote. The heartwarming post received an overwhelming reaction from residents and Facebook group. Those stories are so heartwarming and so much needed today, I think. I really do know that these things are needed. Florida troopers helped deliver baby on side of road during traffic stop. A baby girl was born along State Route 414 in Alamante Springs, about 10 miles north of downtown Orlando. This traffic stop came as a big surprise. A pair of Florida Highway Patrol troopers helped deliver a baby on the side of the roadway this week, according to reports. Troopers Michael Allen and Pete Christie spotted an SUV speeding on State Route 414 in Alamante Springs, about 10 miles north of downtown Orlando. They attempted to stop the driver, who began frantically waving his arms outside the vehicle's window. The driver then informed the troopers that the woman in the passenger seat was in active labor. As her labor quickly progressed, the troopers placed the soon-to-be mother on a blanket in a grassy area on the side of the road and waited for paramedics to arrive. Minutes later, the woman gave birth to a healthy baby girl. According to the station, Allen, an 8-year-old FHP veteran, said he cleared the newborn baby's airways and she started to cry. That's beautiful. That really is beautiful. And I'm running out of time here so quickly. I really am. I'm just sharing this real quickly. There's a couple of headlines. Texas homeless man gets job support after stranger's generosity. And he says, God is good. Kenneth Smith was outside. He's a homeless man outside of the Outback Steakhouse in Texas. And a lady gave him $100 gift card so he could get an eat. He went and got to eating, got to talk with the manager. The manager offered him a job. He's now on his own. The people helped him get him a little place to live. Folks, these are stories that we need to remember once in a while. Louisiana car dealer helps homeless man and inspired millions to do the same. The gentleman helped a young black man. A guy's name is Alcide DeMonticue of DeMonticue Auto Sales in Opelousas, Louisiana. Helped a black gentleman outside his business who was homeless. Brought him in, took care of him for a while. Got a motel room, some clothes, and some food. And people heard about that and continued to help this gentleman to recover from everything he went through. He's now working and taking care of himself. Folks, these are beautiful stories. But call Melody up, talk to her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And I'll be back here with Melody on Friday, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.